Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life after Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J, and it is a beautiful Wednesday, a.k.a. Hump Day, a.k.a. whatever day it is for you. Glad to have y'all on the show today. And heck, y'all, I'm not in my usual location. I'm out and about, actually, the mall. So it's really interesting. So I'm doing the show, I'm like spectating while I'm doing the show. And it's just interesting, man. It's very interesting. But today on the show, we got a very hot show. We got my boy, Heartless of Street Villains, who's going to be on the show today. Very glad to have him. Going to chop a lot up with him and, you know, about his Pittsburgh movement he's got going on, especially with somebody who sits real close to not having any profanity in their music. I mean, wow. And still, but the thing is, still not having profanity, and it still felt hard. So that's even more interesting. And a lot of people don't understand the key points that you don't have to always cuss to convey hardness. So without further ado, we're going to bring my boy Heartless onto the air right now. Let's go ahead and do it. What's up, Heartless?
Hey, what's going on, Sonny J? How are you?
It's a much. I'm pretty good, man. You know, it's hot as heck outside, but, you know,
yeah, right.
We get through it.
Yeah, right. Central air, you know what I mean?
How's it up there in the burg?
Yeah, it's hot up here, too, but we got central air, so we all right.
Yeah, we got central air, too, but still, when you go outside for a little bit, you're like, ah! You feel like the witch on Wizard of Oz. It's like you're in the mail.
Yeah, right. I feel you.
Yeah, I went to a bar, so they even got me a little comedy show. This guy was getting me crying, laughing. So, yeah, man.
Yeah, usually we in the lab every day, so when it's hot, we don't really go out.
I'm used to hot out here in Texas, though.
Yeah, I bet. I know it'd be scorching.
Yes. But, man, as far as, like, we'll get into the nitty-gritty, man. First off, I just want to thank you for coming on the show. Second off, I want to just, you know, I want to thank you for being one of the people that, you know, you're one of those artists that when you say you're going to do something, you're going to do it. I hear people all the time tell me I'm going to do this. Oh, I got you, man. I'm going to do this for you, man. They do that to me all the time, and they don't do it. And I just go, I block them out after that. So I appreciate you for doing what you say you're going to do. And when people do that, it makes me want to go beyond for them.
Oh, yeah, no, I appreciate you, you know what I mean? Like, at this moment, you know, every day is the same. We try to help out people, you know what I mean, because everybody on their grind, so, you know what I'm saying, why not just, you know, work, network, that's what we do. It's the only way to get out there is to network, and I like people that's on the same level as me, so if you focus and you grinding, we on the same team.
And it's actually crazy, which a song we're going to play later, come correct, that guy by you. I mean, we actually debuted that on the show we had. Ironically, we had my girl Bevy correct, who was part of Death Divine Model Group. So, I mean, y'all still got sung at the right time.
Yeah, yeah, I read that.
At the perfect time.
I read that about her with her name. I was like, yeah, everything happened for a reason. Definitely.
Yeah, that's how I think, man. Everything, I believe, it seems like everything's not like a puzzle piece to me. And I'm like, dang, is it coincidence or just a big old puzzle piece?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Everything's happened for a reason. It's one. Yeah, you know I mean, we made that song. And it was about
Let's
4 in the morning.
To the big question, man. Let us know how you became an artist.
Well, I was younger. I was listening to Kool Moe Dee. You know what I mean? That was like one of my favorite artists growing up. That was like the reason why I wanted to be an artist. And after that, I just started getting into it. You know, little by little, day by day.
Most definitely. And you know, was rapping probably going to do?
Yeah, say that again.
Was rapping always what you wanted to do?
Yeah, it was either that or cooking. You know what I mean, rapping or cooking was my two favorite passions growing up. You know what I mean? I listened to all the other rap artists that was coming up, and it was something that was kind of big in the city. Where I was coming from, yeah, I mean, everybody, we on the corner, everywhere we go, we rapping, freestyling, battle rapping, stuff like that.
Dude, do you take formal training, like voice? Do you get your voice right or play any instruments? Because me being a lot of you don't realize I play a lot of instruments myself, but you just don't see me playing them all the time.
Yeah, I always wanted to when I was younger, but I started, like, mastering my style when I really, really got into it. You know what I mean? I didn't really go through no vocal training. I just, from doing songs and figuring out who I wanted to be as an artist, I would just practice day by day, and I let my emotions actually train my voice and how I wanted to sound as an artist. You know what I mean? That's pretty much played a big part in it.
Oh, definitely. Like, your music, I mean, you being, like, Pittsburgh, man, like, y'all something just come harder and harder and harder, because a lot of people, as far as Pennsylvania know, Philly, I say Pennsylvania, you say Philly. A lot of people, that's when we first answer, and that's the thing of the Steelers. Not when it comes to music scene, they don't necessarily say Pittsburgh all the time, man. A lot of great stuff is going to come out of Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's changing. You know what I mean? It's changing rapidly. You know what I mean? Wiz wind up doing his thing. He doing what he do. I'm from the Steel City. I'm going to still be here once everything blow up. I'm going to stay in the burg. You know what I mean? I'm a do or die Steelers fan for life. You know what I mean? So I'm always be in the Steel City no matter what. But a lot of things are changing. There's a lot of different artists that's up and coming. You know what I mean? A lot of cats trying to do their thing. And you know what I mean? Like, shout outs to them, you know what I mean? Gotta stay focused. I try to do the same thing. I'm just trying to do it at a different rate, on a different level, and bring something new to the table.
Oh, definitely. And speaking of bringing new to the table, you made a great point saying that. Like your music, man, like, I find it amazing how you're still able to have that street hardness to your music, but you use no profanity and no violence in there at all either. How do you tend to do that, man? Like, how did you master that art?
Well, what I did, I changed for spiritual reasons. That was the first thing, you know what I mean? And I wanted to see if I could actually master the style of still bringing content to the streets as far as street living without all the profanity. Like, I got kids, you know what I mean? A lot of other people got kids, and when I used to roll around through my hood, I'm hearing people's music. I'm seeing people walking down the street, and they hearing the music, too, from other people playing it. You hear all the cussing. You could you can kind of look at their faces and see them thinking like, man, that's crazy. And you can see the older folks like they got a different look on their face, and that kind of got me thinking like, well, let's change the game and do something different. You know what I mean? And then I just start trying it out little by little, and it started to work, and then I started to perfect it, and I figured, hey, it's jumping off, so why not keep it like that? And then at the end of the day, everybody got that. You got to have a niche to get out there. You need something that separates you from the rest. So I took the whole profanity free thing and ran with it, and that's where I built my label, a company and all that, and that's when I got noticed by the label that's about to put me on now because of the profanity free and trying to change. So I just kept it like that, and it's been working. It's really been working. Low key, it's been working.
A lot of like one artist I know top of the head and was pretty good about trying to keep the family out when I was Will Smith. And when you look at him, you know, some songs we might not feel, but there's a lot of class of like, y'all still to the end of the day seeing it in our head.
Every time I think of summer,
that's the first thing I think of is Will Smith Summer Dove.
And everybody plays it every summer. That's funny you mentioned Will Smith, because my manager, that's how I got on dealing with her, because she said I remind her of Will Smith with the no profanity. And that's crazy.
Hey, great minds think alike. So shout out to your manager for being a great mind.
Yeah, she do her thing.
Oh, definitely, man. All right, so I got one more question before we go into Count Correct, and that is basically like, I know there are some of the artists that basically have a part of the inspiration, but who else plays a part of the inspiration?
Well, pretty much everybody in the industry, you know, all the ones that worked hard and talked about their struggle kind of influenced me, you know what I mean, coming up. I watched them and seeing how hard it was for them and different steps they took. But, like, if I had to put it on one person, I'd say LL Cool J. You know what I mean? He's always giving words of encouragement. And I follow him on Twitter, so every now and then he'll pop something up and I'll read it. It makes sense. So he kind of, like, inspires me a lot, you know what I mean, to keep doing what I'm doing.
Let's see, how many albums does he have out?
Yeah,
he's 12, I want to say.
As far as I know, he's the only rapper that came through every era of the rap game since he started. And you good for that.
Niggas, I mean, he continues puts out classics in these era too.
And reinvents himself. So, yeah, he's definitely inspirational. I'd like to do a jam with him one day.
Like one of my favorite most recent ones by him is I forget the name of it. Hush, 'cause baby don't hurt too much.
Yeah. I like his free song. I thought that was hard.
This is like yes.
Freeze. Yeah, freeze.
He's done a lot of stuff, man. Wow, this music, man. And that's the thing. A lot of people don't realize, you listen to music, it's a journey. And it's a fun part. The fun part about music is listening and trying to get different sounds, hearing different people. And that's why I love independent artists. It's the independent artist movement, because I get a chance to run into people like yourself. And if I wasn't a person who stayed on that track, I wouldn't find you. So I'm glad I do. I'm glad that happens. And I'm glad that Twitter, man, Twitter plays a good part, man.
Yeah, I could definitely say that. I'm on Twitter and Facebook every day. Even if I'm not tweeting, I'm still on there. I'm looking to see who's following who, networking, you know what I mean? Because it's whoever made that was like the best idea ever, because artists, you get outlooks, you know what I mean, to do things, and you meet different people. So Twitter is definitely the best place to be if you're trying to get out there.
Well, definitely. Some people don't know Twitter. There is a certain thing as Twitter etiquette people don't understand, but We'll get to that after the break. Break down the song Come Correct. What were you and G Breeze, what was y'all thought process when y'all put the song together?
Well, it was about 4 a.m, like I said. It was super late. We was tired. We was going through beats and stuff, picking out songs, and then we heard the beat come on, and You know what I mean? We was ready to call it a night until that track came on. And we just start thinking, I'm like, you know what? That's kind of hot. That make you want to come correct. And he was like, yo, you're right. That should be the title. And we just start going from there. And then we came up with the hook, you know what I mean, and just made the song. It took us about 20 minutes to write it. And it ain't really affect us until after we got it copyrighted and started putting it out there. We didn't realize how powerful the song was.
Well, definitely. And I definitely love the song. It's definitely high. And Baby was even joking. She said, yikes, I might need to make her official theme song.
Hey, I don't have a problem with that at all. It's also the hit single that hopefully the label is going to promote, and that's also going to be the first video that we're going to wind up shooting.
All right, most definitely. Well, y'all heard. Y'all better be on the lookout. And since we're going right back on Life at Dust Live, Tookie Boy, Sonny J, in Heartless.
Yes, sir.
We're going to be talking about some more of this stuff when we come back. This is Come Correct right here on Life at Dust Live.
Left, right, swing with it. What you talking about? Left, right, swing with it. with it. Left, right, swing with it. Left, right, swing with it. What you talking about?
What's up, everyone? This is your boy, Seti J of Life at Dusk Live Radio. And Fridays at 7 p.m. on the West Coast and 10 p.m. on the East Coast, Blog Talk Radio brings you the soft sounds of R&B soul with Whisper Out Loud, hosted by I Be the Wise One, Miss Quiet Storm, and Miss Cheryl L. Hartfield. Join them as they take you on a smooth, soulful journey into the 70s, 80s, and even the 90s of R&B. Music, conversation, fun, special guests, and a whole lot more. Here on Whisper Out Loud, Quiet Storm.
All right, that means we're back on Life That Does Live with your boy, Teddy J, special guest, Heartless. And, man, that was Come Correct. Shout out to Come Correct. Like I said, it's definitely a hot track. Dude, that's a track that people in Dallas, people in Dallas is dance. South Dallas Boogie. And, like, the beat and everything to it and the hook, just say this. People will book you to that so much. Like, when I first heard it, I was like, they even give directions on how to do the South Dallas Boogie. So it was just crazy. I'm like, dang, this dude's already in Pittsburgh, and he wasn't trying to make a Dallas-type song at all, and yet Dallas people could feel this song, like, heavy.
Hey, shout out to the Dallas people. I'm glad for that. Hey, I mean, real recognize real. We trying to be nationwide with it. We want international status.
Most definitely. That's how I think. I think on an international basis, my mindset is far out of local. But
yeah, we 412 all day, born and raised. Well, we want to represent in a different way. Definitely for the city, but we want nationwide, international. Yeah. That's what we talking.
All right, most definitely, man. I'm going to chop it up some more. And like I said, that song, man, that song is just hot. And like I said, go back to the game. You didn't be, like, no profanity, man. Y'all just see this is no profanity music at its best.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, I appreciate you saying that.
Oh, no problem, man, no problem. Okay, so that goes to the next part. Who actually writes your lyrics, and how do your lyrics come about?
Well, I write all my stuff. G Breeze usually writes all his stuff. Like, if I get writer's block, I'll get a line or two from him. He'll do the same thing. But usually we write our own stuff. Sometimes we link up together, do songs together, and we'll, you know, make a jam. Sometimes we write separately. I usually sit in the room by myself with the lights off and just had a music playing, and I'll write and do it that way. But yeah, everything that comes from my brain.
Okay. So, man, as far as like, and definitely, I mean, of course, you said with profanity, no profanity, of course, you're trying to make sure, you know, one thing that spoke to you was not having, you know, the kids that's out there in the streets listening to the music. And then, of course, the older generation who listens to the music and tries to critique it every 5 minutes to say, well, all the music in that genre, I mean, in that era is bad. And, you know, that being said, like, who's your direct audience you're really trying to speak to in your music? And then what direct message are you trying to convey to them?
Well, I'm speaking to pretty much everybody. First, it would be the kids because, you know, nowadays, mostly a lot of the kids that I know use profanity. You know what I mean? You hear it in the street. So I wanted to tell them, you know what I'm saying, like, you don't have to use profanity to make it in the rap game. You know what I mean? You could do something different. It's how you change yourself. You know what I mean? Like, you don't, you could be spiritual 100% if you want, or you could grow to it either way. But you got to make some type of change. You know what I mean? So I do it for them first and foremost, because it's for the kids. Definitely. And then everybody else in the game, I realized it was hard. You know what I mean? To get out there, it was really difficult at times. And I figured, all right, so profanity freed, I just might do it. So I do it for them as well, the ones that's trying to get out there. So take heed. Maybe do a couple songs, no profanity. That might change. We might get a different response. You don't got to go hard like that. You know what I mean? Use profanities to get noticed or to get heard. You can use your words, and that's what we do. And the last is pretty much for everybody else that just don't like us for whatever reason. Because, you know, in the game, you can't have everybody that like you. You're going to have people that like you and people that don't like you for whatever reason. So you got to do it for them, too. You know what I mean? You got to do it for them. Everybody plays their part some type of way.
Exactly, exactly. And it's most definitely, man, you know, a lot of, it's a lot of artists that are really trying to go up any. I realize some artists, like, I pay attention to them, especially ones I know their background, and just the whole profanity thing they try to pull off is not really of their character, and that's the thing. Like, some people try to get a character. It's one thing, like, is these people cussing every day, which I'm not conveying, not saying that I condone that either.
Oh, yeah,
I'm like,
yeah, right.
If you're gonna, but my whole thing is, it's like, you don't even cuss. You don't even tell me that cusses, and all of a sudden you come in your music and then now you're cussing. I don't understand it. I really just don't.
Yeah. So I think it's most of them when they're younger, they keep it profanity free, and then when they get older, they change it. I'm trying to do it differently. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not perfect. You know what I mean? I'm definitely far from perfect. But I figured if I start from the music, everything else will work its way out. It's a step-by-step process.
Oh, right, yeah, quick technical glitch there, back in the building. Okay, but also, another great question I want to ask you, man, as far as your music as well, when can we expect your CD to come out? And then how can we actually cop that CD?
Well, the album's supposed to be, we're supposed to go into the marketing phase sometime next month, I'm hoping. We're in the mastering phase right now, the label's mastering it. So the marketing phase should be next month, and they'll do the BET, MTV, the commercials and all of that, and they'll have the exact date. But, like, I got songs right now you can download straight off my website. You can go to shortlifeent.com, and you can download my If song, which is on the website. I made that for the bird, you know, coming out. It's like if I make it, we make it type song, just to show that everybody get on, you know what I mean? We get on. We're going to help as many people as possible. And from time to time, I'll put stuff on tweetmysong.com. I'll put free downloads and stuff like that, so you can get it, definitely. But you go to my website, they'll give you links to everything.
Well, definitely, man. And, you know, as far as, like, one last bit of advice you want to give to artists that's kind of trying to come up in the industry, what's the last bit of advice that you can give to them?
I would say... work hard. Whatever you put into it, you're going to get out of it. I work about 20 hours a day, and that's what I put into my music. I'm all day, 20 hours a day at least, doing something dealing with music. And it might have took me a couple years, but it's paying off. Now everything's moving at the speed of light. So I would say just stay focused. Stay focused, stay on your job, and network. That's one of the key things. It's not really what you know per se, but it's who you know. You know what I mean? So I would definitely say that. Stay focused. And if I could say real quick, shout out to my DJs, DJ Nadia, DJ Blinks, DJ C Skills, DJ Craig G, DJ Technique, a.k.a. Mr. Zachary Rawls, and DJ One Shot Deal. I couldn't do it without them. They'd be, you know, looking at my music, you know what I mean, helping me out, retweeting some of my stuff. So they've been playing a big part, you know what I mean, and this is only the beginning.
All right, man. We definitely look forward to it, man. And like I said, I'm definitely one of your big supporters now. I'm definitely on Team Heartless.
Hey, I appreciate it, Fetty J. You know I'm gonna be following you on live radio all the time. Definitely, we gotta keep it moving. That this is like, you know, this is first of many. Life After Dusk Live. I'm definitely a fan.
All right, well, man, y'all know. I'm reminding everyone once again the well so they can catch you at again, man.
ShortLifeENT.com, or you can go on Street Villains. If you reach us on Twitter, just type in at Street Villains, and there's a link that'll take you straight to it.
All right. Well, and just a reminder for everyone, y'all know anytime y'all miss any of the shows, y'all miss any theater show, you can always go to DustSpot.com and go there. You can actually go, when you're on a, this will be the episode will be on the little player on the front page. If you miss it and then whatnot from there, you can actually download from iTunes for free. Type in Life at the Dusk Live. Look for the Heartless episode and you can download for free. Or go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ and then you can find it as well too. So there you go.
Pittsburgh and Texas in the building.
I'm leave y'all with how I always leave y'all. Everything you do, no matter how you do it, no matter how you want to do it, just remember where there's a J, or where there's a Heartless, or where there's a U, through God, there is a way. Y'all tune to that episode of Life at the Dusk Live with your boy, City J. I am out.
O-W-T,
out, like purpose, though. All right, man.
All right, you take it easy.
You too, Harlan.
All right.